This is Ask Me Another from NPR. I'm Ophira Eisenberg. And this week, we're revisiting an episode from 2018. Earlier in the show, we talked with the host of Pod Save the People, Black Lives Matter activist Duray McKesson. And the rest of the show is the usual offerings of trivia and music parodies. And just to remind you, this was recorded in another time when people sat side by side in folding chairs at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Susan and Meredith. Our next game is about girl bosses, or as I like to call them, bosses. Susan, there is a photo of you and your husband that hangs in Match.com's headquarters in London.
This is true.
Is it to remind them that it was a success or a failure?
A success.
Yes. And you guys made the wall?
We made the wall.
Inspiration. Give us a story.
We met 9 years ago. So, he was in England and I was in New York City. So basically, we talked for about 3 months online and Skyped and things like that. And then we met up in London for the first time. And it was just like we had known each other our whole lives and we were madly in love. And he took me to Paris and we got engaged like right after we met. And then after the 3 months of knowing each other, we weren't too crazy. And then
basically, no, that's crazy. Don't pretend that.
So then I wrote Match.com and I was like, what do we do now? Like, you made this possible, right?
Yeah. Pay for our wedding.
Exactly.
That's amazing. There you go. That's amazing. Meredith, our next game is about bosses. When's the last time you did something like a boss?
I honestly feel like a boss every day I go to work. It's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, this is a music parody game called Hashtag Girl Bosses. Susan, stay in the lead. And you go to the final round. Meredith, you need to get more points or you have to pay to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. The cheapest ticket is $797, so you better ask your boss for a raise.
We rewrote songs by the boss, Bruce Springsteen, to be about notable women in the business world. So just ring in and tell me who I'm singing about. And if you get that right, you can earn a bonus point by telling me the original song title. Here we go.
I know a gal has a lifestyle magazine about making things look pretty. In 2004, she was briefly in prison. Her nickname in jail was M. Diddy.
Meredith.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart is who was looking for, yes, right? For a bonus point, can you name the original song?
Bruce Springsteen is not my jam, unfortunately. I don't know the name of the song.
That was Glory Days. Here's your next one.
Born down in a Grecian town, ran a blog, it was well renowned. Lot of clickbait, but what the hell? Then she sold it all to AOL.
Meredith?
Ariana Huffington.
Yeah, that's right. Huffington Post. For a bonus point, can you name the song?
I can't.
That's all right. You don't have to feel bad about it. It was born in the USA.
Who knew AOL had enough money to buy the Huffington Post? I mean, seriously.
I think they're a large corporation, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're just saving a lot of money now that they don't have to press
send CDs
and send
out all the time.
CDs. Yeah. With all that saved money. Huffington Post.
Here we go.
She left HP and she thought she could be a real presidential candidate. But then Fox put her in the second tier of the Republican debate.
Susan.
Hillary Clinton.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Meredith, do you know the answer?
Are we talking about Sarah Palin?
No, I'm sorry, it's not Sarah Palin. We're looking for Carly Fiorina.
Oh.
HP just churns out.
They chew them up and they spit them out.
I know. It's like you are built for politics. If you've spent the earlier part of your career screwing people over toner prices or something like that.
And that was Born to Run, of course. Here we go. Here's your next one.
Palo Alto was a cookie shop. Then the franchises multiplied like they never stopped. You could end up with a belly ache if you eat her giant cookie that's the size of a cake.
Susan?
Mrs. Fields?
Yes, that's right. Mrs. Fields, Debbie Fields. We'll accept Mrs. Fields. For a bonus point, can you name the song, Susan?
I know it, but I can't remember the tune now, what you just played.
Yeah, no, I'm a very forgettable musician. That's why I have this job. That was called Hungry Heart.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, here we go. She started out as a model on a Sports Illustrated page. Licensed her brand to Kmart. Her home goods are all the rage. Susan.
Kathy Ireland?
Yeah. Quick on the buzzer. Well done. For a bonus point, can you...
And again,
No.
And I love Bruce Springsteen. My mother's going to be very disappointed. She's a big fan.
Well, you can just tell her you weren't on the show. That was called The River.
A fashion icon. Editor at Vogue. Haircut like Joan of Arc. The devil wears Prada is her.
Susan.
Anna Wintour?
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
I hate to point this out once again, but this is about girl bosses. If The Devil Wears Prada was about a man, it would be called That Successful Good-Looking Guy Wears Prada. Yeah.
The Businessman Wears Prada.
Yeah, exactly.
Susan, I have to ask.
No, it's not coming to me.
It's called Tougher Than the Rest. All right, this is your last clue.
She said, lean in, lean in, lean in, lean in. Please don't say bossy, it's bad for girls. She gives TED Talks, she wrote some books. She's helping Facebook destroy the world.
Meredith.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Sheryl Sandberg is correct. Can you... No.
Jonathan, I'm so sorry.
No, that's right. Doesn't bother me in the least. That's called For You. Ophira Eisenberg, how did our contestants do in this game?
They did fantastic. They don't know Bruce Springsteen.
No, well, that's okay.
Yeah, we both are okay with that.
I don't know how Bruce is going to feel. Bruce, come on out here and let us...
All right, well, after two games, congratulations. Susan, you are moving on to the final round.